ever so predictable. We do curious things with impossible machines. And this I know, that you can't rely on anyone, 'cause everyone else is afraid of the dark.
Art Matthews singing The Impossible Machine, and we're playing that because you'll know Art Matthews as the front man of Just Ginger. He's one of South Africa's most prized singers, songwriters, and award-winning artists. But he's also entry number 16 to the Cape to Rio race on his boat called The Impossible Machine. And pretty incredible, the story that he's taking part in the 50th celebration of the Cape to Rio race in a vessel that originally took the trip to Rio 50 years ago in the inaugural race. So great pleasure to welcome Art Matthews to the Midday Report today. Art, why on earth are you now sailing the Cape to Rio race?
Hi, nice to hear from you too. It's probably a bit of a common and general response.
Listen, it's a bit out there, right? For a musician to do
like overwhelming response. The overwhelming answer is, why the hell not?
That's an excellent answer.
We have one life, and it's we'll only regret the things we didn't attempt to do, as we progress. And so I have the opportunity. I have this amazing vessel that I bought just before the pandemic hit, and I've spent all this time restoring her. And I just thought, you know what? What a wonderful kickstart to some kind of sailing adventure than to just hit it in a race that she's already had some history in, and I've been preparing myself, sailing wise to be ready. You know, that said, I'm going to be surrounded with the very best of the best. Make no mistake, I know my own limitations, but it's a very, very calculated risk on my side.
You had your skipper's ticket commercially endorsed in April this year. Obviously, as you say, you've got a great team around you. You're doing a lot of prep as well. How did you get into sailing? What do you love about it, and how are you prepping?
Yeah, so weirdly, I didn't grow up in a sailing family, I spent a lot of time in Johannesburg and ended up doing the trick again in Joburg. That's where Just Ginger started. So, did I come from? While I was living in Los Angeles, I was living in Marina Del Rey, and on the side, started doing like a day skipper and started getting into the coastal skipper, which I finished in 2010 in Heart Bay when we moved back. And then, as you said, I've got the Coastal Skipper Yachtmaster commercially endorsed because I have commercial rights on the Impossible Machine. And then, obviously, the next step for me is, in order to be the official skipper, I just need to upgrade my ticket to an offshore yachtmaster, which I'm currently doing. You should see my house and my kitchen; it's just full of charts and sextants and almanacs and everything. So I've been going to town on that. I'll be writing that upgrade exam in 2 weeks. So please hold thumbs. So that just means that I will, on paper, be eligible to be named the skipper. But that said, I'm going to be surrounded with the greatest of the greats that I can possibly have with me. And so far, so good. I've got such legends with me.
You're also going to have a mobile studio on the boat, and you're going to continue recording. You're going to be documenting as much as possible. So what exactly are you planning on doing? Where are you going to find time to record music while you're sailing Cape to Rio?
The race is a downwind race, so we're hoping that there won't be too many course alterations. That said, you never know. But as I said, there's a lot of people on board. For there'll be lots, long passages where we'll be on one tack, once we're set and we're running with the wind, there's no reason why, if I have my guitar and my mobile studio set up, which is basically just an extension of what I set up in my home studio where I recorded Impossible Machines. So it's the same equipment that I have on board. I was kind of preempting the mobile life by learning to do it years ago already. With the technology so advanced, you don't need to set up these big desks and anything anymore. So I've got all the know-how, I've got all the mobile gear, and if inspiration hits, and if ever there was a place for inspiration to hit, one would think that we would be on board a race like that. And so the intention is definitely to try and document it in some form of song. We're going to be filming all of it to see what the outcome is. Because she's such an old boat, she gets an IRC rating, which gives her quite a decent handicap. So what that means is that, regardless of where we place, once they calculate the handicap because she's so heavy and old. You know, I know it's crazy, but there's an outside chance we can place, you know. And we're going to be going
imagine
to
imagine that. Well, yeah. It's the impossible machine. Anything can happen. Art,
you know.
Best of luck to you. Good luck. We've got a little while. This is happening in January next year. It's going to take you 22 days to sail from Cape to Rio. Yeah. So best of luck. And listen, I have to just tell you before you go, and don't blush, but 15-year-old me is totally crushing right now that I've spoken to you on the radio.
Oh, that's such a compliment. What an honor. Thank you. So, yeah, please keep track of the race. And if people want to check it out, go to Instagram and type in the word follow Tim, which is for the Impossible Machine. Check out our progress. And just thanks for all the years of support, man. Love you guys. Thanks so much, man.
Brilliant. Art Matthews there, the front man of Just Ginger. He's one of our most prized singers and songwriters. And he is taking part in on the boat, the Impossible Machine, in the Cape to Rio race. And it's such a cool story because that actual boat that's taking part in the 50th celebration of the Cape to Rio race is a vessel that took part in the original Cape to Rio 50 years ago in the inaugural race. And as he says, why not? And what a great lesson to take away from that.